This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Pulse Crop Research Specialist Hannah Worrell from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Hannah, pulse crops across the region are in various stages, hopefully starting to flower by now. And that's a crucial time, right?
Yes, it is. So hopefully everybody got their crops in on time. Hopefully that moisture didn't delay your planting. Ideally, you want to get everything in before mid-May. And why that's important for pulse crops in particular, because they're cool season legumes. They do not like the heat. So you want them to start that flowering process before you get into the hot months of July and August. So if they're flowering here in June, you should be set up pretty good for the rest of the season.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on data collection for pulse crops when we come back.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDanceCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Talk about a win-win. It's the best frozen pizza in the region and here to help you reach your organization fundraising goal. Ole and Lena's Pizzeria offers more than 30 unique and delicious flavors. We also offer premium soups, cookies, and desserts. We drive anywhere in North Dakota to drop off your order for no charge. On average, each organization earns about 34% of their gross sales. Check out our website at oleandlinas.pizza or call us at 218-998-6537. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. That's Ole and Lena's Pizzeria.
Talking pulse crops with Hannah Worrell today on Ag Issues. And Hannah, explain why data collection is so important here.
Yeah, so like we were talking earlier about flowering time, I can give you guys recommendations based on where you're at in the state because we collect data like first flower all the way up in Langdon in the northeast corner of the state, down to Headinger, and also here in out west, all the way out to Williston. And from here to Williston's kind of that primary pulse crops growing region. And so I can look at my data and say, okay, you're growing Agassiz. It happens to be 42 days after planting is the average that it happens to start flowering. Now, on a given year, that might vary. But it gives you a good idea for what to shoot for in terms of when it needs to get in the ground. And then also if you can still spray chemicals on it as it's getting closer and closer to that flowering period, because you do not want to spray certain things too close to flowering because it will affect pod set.
Very good. Thanks for that, Hannah. And hey, that will conclude this edition. If you miss one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time. I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Ole and Lena's Pizzeria. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. By Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.